Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Visit Mount Mitchell, Volume 1, Number 1. This is Dr. John Stamey, excited to be here today with my buddy Robert Storch. Robert, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and enjoying talking to you. It's been a while now.
I know, so tell me, how's the weather up there? That's always the most important thing when it comes to Mount Mitchell, isn't it?
Well, this hour is sunny. Last hour was rain, and the hour before that was cold and rainy. So, yes, it changes often on this side of the mountain.
It really means it changes like the weather. That's exactly right. Well, anyway, it's good to have you here. The first of many, we're going to have a great time talking about Mitchell County, Yancey County, and, of course, beautiful Mount Mitchell. And our main cities there, we've got, of course, Spruce Pine, Bakersville, and Burnsville. There's a lot going on. It's a place where people love to come visit, see nature there, see the mountain, go shopping, just have a great time. Let me ask you this. What is your favorite thing to go out and do in and around Mount Mitchell? What do you and your family like to do the most?
Out for the walks, the nature walks, the hikes. We enjoy the gardening. You know, just nature up here is just amazing. I mean, it's been a little tough the last few months, but, you know, there are some amazing things to do up here. The rhododendrons are coming out. The fishing's getting good, but a lot of people are doing farming. So that seems to be the big thing up here and some excitement.
Farming's a lot of fun. It really is. I know my family and I used to do it.
Yeah.
Now, what's in October? Tell me.
It's the North Carolina Mountaineer Festival on October 3rd. It's going to be an amazing event up here in Bakersville.
That sounds awesome. Now, we will be there at the Visit Mount Mitchell tent. We'll have some things and prizes for everybody and talk about some upcoming events that we will be producing, and we'll be announcing them there at the Mountaineer Festival. How big is this festival? I've heard a lot about it, but I've never really asked that question. How many folks do you think come to the Mountaineer Festival?
So we have been Harley Masters is taking this under her wing and is producing this, putting it together, and she is amazing. She's relentless on the work. She's getting, I believe, tried every food that she's invited. She's seen all the vendors and what they're selling, and wants folks to have an amazing time at this event, at this inaugural Mountaineer Festival, and it's just putting on something that will showcase Western North Carolina life.
Well, that's great. And I tell you what, I am planning, and I will tell you all about it because we're going to do a special on it, but I am planning an activity on Saturday night kind of near Bakersville. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm interested in the paranormal. So as you know, and a lot of folks may know me because I run the Georgia Bigfoot Conference and the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference, and of course the Lizard Man Festival. Our buddy Lizard Man was this past weekend, and it's just a lot of fun. I met so many really wonderful, very smart people that like to investigate the paranormal. So we'll have a little paranormal event that evening. We'll be getting information about that out here very, very soon. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to being up there. And now, what about the Rhododendron Festival? Are we going to have one next year, maybe, or no?
They are planning on next year. Now, it hasn't been canceled. It's only been postponed to next year so that they can continue the tradition, long-running tradition of the Rhododendron Festival.
You know, it's really interesting that you say that, because we had the Lizard Man Festival 2 years in a row on site, on time, in person. This year we did it online because we did not want to break the tradition the fair. You know, once you hit to the fourth and fifth year, people know about your festival all over the world, and attendance or listenership really goes up. So Rhododendron Festival, it's close to 50 years, isn't it?
It's supposedly. Now again, I haven't been involved with the event. Someone was telling me it was only postponed because it was the longest running rhododendron festival in North Carolina. Now, I don't know that if that's true or not, but that's the reason it was postponed and not canceled, supposedly. But it was going to be this weekend, the 19th and 20th was when it was scheduled for. And they should have been done online. That would have been a great virtual kind of tour of the Rhone Mountain.
And the beautiful, beautiful flowers up there. Well, maybe they'll consider that the next time we have an event like coronavirus or whatever. But anyway, to be around next year with it, we will all enjoy it. And so what are some of the things that we've got going on up there? I guess the end of this week and next week. What's going on in the area?
Well, I'm excited. There's a new place opening up. It's called Vic's Place, and it is a miniature golf up here in the mountains. And it is just opening up this weekend, and I'm actually looking forward to getting out there and practicing golf again. It's going to be interesting.
Well, that's great. Yeah, let me know, and because I will be up there being a golfer. And having played a lot in the mountains in North Carolina, that will be a lot of fun. So we will certainly enjoy that. And so I want to take a minute or so, because you have a very important function in the county. You've got a wonderful advertising and marketing agency. So your spot is next. Give it in about a minute and a half. Tell us about Wonderfy, what you do, and what one would expect if they call you and want some advertising, marketing, et cetera. There's a big et cetera part. So it is spot to talk about Wonderfy, Robert.
I appreciate that. Wonderfy is a marketing social media agency. We do websites. We do online marketing. We do a little bit of everything. Tabitha is the graphic designer. She's the CEO of the business, and she does some amazing paintings and logos and art crafts. So we dabble in a little bit of everything. But what folks will get from us is honesty. We work with our clients. We tell you the truth. If we don't think you need to spend the money, we won't recommend the service. And we make you think. You know, a lot of agencies we've dealt with, especially down in Florida where we've come from, you know, we'll just say, okay, yeah, do this, do that, and collect your $1,000 or so. We want you to think about why you're doing something and the reason you're doing it, and just make a difference. I always say a rising tide raises all boats. So when you look, when a business looks good, you know, that's when we shine and look good. So we're working with a number of businesses all over the United States. We've got some great businesses. I'm excited. After I finish with you, I've got to let a client know that he just had 2 sales over the last 2 days. So, you know, this COVID is, you know, going away and business is coming back. So
Wonderful. That's wonderful to hear. And, of course, you have a very important client in my book. You have visitmountmitchell.com. And so we're excited about working with you and your company. So thank you very much. Now, where do you call Robert Storch and Wonderfy? I like phone numbers. What's your phone number, and where do we call to reach you to talk about advertising, marketing, and social media needs? What's that number?
It's 561-542-2740. I haven't made the transition yet in the phone number from Florida yet, but you can reach me through the little phone cans we have up here in the mountains, but you can definitely reach me, or you can come to wonderfy.com, and we have a spot on there where you can email us and drop us a line, or at rrstorch STORCH at wonderfy.com, WUNDERFY.com. I'll be glad to speak with
All
you,
right,
no
well,
charge.
A, well, everybody, give Robert a call and find out what he and his company can do to make your advertising, marketing, and social needs, et cetera, all that other stuff that has to be done to be successful, you got to have it. So, Robert, thanks a lot. Now,
thank you.
We're very
looking forward
excited.
To that.
All right. Yep, definitely. Now, we are really looking forward to the next year's ascent on Mount. Didn't have it this year because of the COVID virus. But if you check on visitmountmitchell.com and send us an email, I believe it goes directly to Robert. If you're interested in a local tour, we have several locals who would love to give you tours of the Mount Mitchell nature trails. There's nothing better. I mean, I'm from the Spruce Pine area. I had family lived up and down there for the first 20 years of my life, and I really like it. That's what really propelled me to see if we couldn't get into this and bring all the fun things in the Mount Mitchell area, that is Spruce Pine, Bakersville, and Burnsville, if we couldn't bring those to folks. And Robert, how long have you and your wife been up there, and how did you pick the Spruce Pine, Bakersville, Mitchell County area? How'd you pick that?
Oh, that was we tend to say that was God's hand pushing us in this direction. Tabitha's family is from North Carolina, and so when we sold our home in Florida, South Florida, we were looking for places, and just the gorgeous area up here brought us up here. And Tabitha's grandmother was living down in Hendersonville, and we've been up here almost 2 years now, and it's just a beautiful place. And our house is in Bakersville, and our office is here in downtown Spruce Pine on Lower Street.
Okay, and I met you down there on Lower Street because that's where they had the Space Expo, the Spruce Pine Alien Conference and Expo, and that was, pretty close to a year ago, wasn't it?
Yep. It was last weekend would have been a year ago, and that was an amazing event. And I thought this year it was going to be twice as big as last year, and so we can only hope that it comes back strong in the following year.
After the coronavirus pretty much stopped everything, yeah. But anyway, I enjoyed it, had a great time. I was very fortunate to be on the dais on a panel with what's my buddy's name from Ancient Aliens? God, I can't remember it.
That is Mike Barra was the featured speaker.
Mike Barra. He and I were on a panel together, and we got to be table buddies when we were signing our books. So it was just a lot of fun, and might be having when we had that special event on October the 3rd, might be having one of the that I met who came directly to my table right after our talk. So it'll be a lot of fun. It's going to be kind of local, kind of fun, and I can't wait because we're going to have some great events in the Spruce Pine, Burnsville, Bakersville area. It's just, there are a lot of great people up there. People like coming up there. It's beautiful because, let's see, if I'm not mistaken, is it either Spruce Pine or Mitchell County that is the gem capital?
Spruce Pine had that title of gem capital, I believe, something like that. Gem center, gem. I mean, it's the quartz here and everything that makes it a gorgeous rock hunter's paradise.
Now, you just mentioned my next question. When I spoke with you last year, and I was not aware of this, you have some of the most magnificent quartz in the world in that area, correct?
The cleanest. It is a pure quartz that's used in every kind of electronics equipment made and in NASA equipment. So, yeah.
That's right. Now, I'm going to remind you of a promise. I know that we've been busy ever since then, but you promised me you would get me a small piece of that quartz. So I'm going to just remind you, and hopefully you'll have a chance to do that. I want to see, don't they also give tours of how they extract that quartz?
They do have it. They don't have, it's not a deep, a deep mine process. It is strip mining. So that's what
it's
the,
more of an extraction, yeah.
Correct. So there are some places in town that do, you know, the rock, the deep mining rocks that they've pulled up, and you could go all along 226 on the way to Little Switzerland. They have those where you can go, you know, have fun with rocks and things like that. Tabitha's sister and sons went out there and did that. They had a ball playing with the, you know, the stones and the water and everything like that. Yeah, it's they're doing, you know, again, it's a dual-edged sword. People don't like the mountain being ripped apart, but that's what makes the money here, that quartz coming out of the mountain.
Exactly. Yeah, and you mentioned Little Switzerland. I've got, may I tell you a funny story from back in my day, back in college, about Little Switzerland? I think you will find this a little entertaining, and so will everybody else. May I please?
Yep, certainly. Love to hear it.
You know, when you go off to college and you're from a little town named Morganton, you know, your parents are always nosy about, well, now, who are your friends at college and this and this and this? Well, they were in love with my freshman roommate, who I did not like at all. And I met this fella. His dad was a professor at UNC Charlotte, and his mom lived all the time in their house in Little Switzerland. And when I told my, she said, well, now, you're rooming with Keith again. I said, absolutely not. And she, horrors, you're not going to room with Keith from Kentucky. I just didn't like the guy. And so I said, no, I've got my buddy Peter, and he's a violin major. His dad's a philosophy professor. Really nice people. So well, I know who these folks are. But what happened was I talked with Peter. He said, yeah, we'll be up in Little Switzerland at our house up there, my mom and I, so come on up and visit. So as you know, even as high up in the mountains as Morganton is, Little Switzerland is straight up a mountain. Robert?
Yep. Yep. No, it is up there.
We got up one morning, so we drove up there, and my mother was just fuming that I would dare room with someone that she didn't know. So we got up there, and we got to their beautiful chalet on the side of a mountain. So we were standing, we knocked on the door, and Peter's mother, she was a little eccentric. She was from Germany, and she came, and so my mother, and she started moving over toward a little garden that that my future roommate's mother had planted. And she said, you better be careful. The earth is soft right now. So then all of a sudden, my mother started sliding down that little hill, and she started screaming. Well, out came Peter running from the house. We'd just gotten there. And he basically saved my mother from falling down the mountain. Of course, she couldn't do anything but love him from and on. But, yeah, she was mad. How dare you room with someone that I don't know? I said, well, I did. It is college. But we're paying for it. I said, yeah, but I'm going. I'm the one doing it. So, anyway, so he saved her. It turns out to be a tall, bodybuilding, blonde Germanic guy that is a violin virtuoso. He played the violin for my mother, and she just fell in love with him. Unfortunately, they became great friends, and Peter and I never had to talk. Yes, that is my story about Mitchell County, England, and before Spruce Pine, where my family were quite a while. So anyway, I'm glad to be getting back there under the best of circumstances, working for WonderFi, helping promote the Mount Mitchell area, the three great towns of Burnsville, Spruce Pine, and Bakersville. So, Robert, I tell you what, next week, let's have us a guest on here and talk to them about something interesting that they do or are involved in the area. How does that sound to you?
That sounds like a challenge and an exciting one at that. So I look forward to that.
Good. All right. Well, here's what we'll do. We will say that we'll be on sometime next Thursday or Friday. I'll announce it here on Facebook, visit Mount Mitchell, or on our website at mountmitchell.com. And we'll see everybody next time. And thanks to you, and thanks for all the help that Wonderfy, our sponsor this week, has given us. And, buddy, we'll see you next time on Visit Mount Mitchell, the podcast. How's that?
Yeah, sounds great. Thanks for having me on, and I look forward to next week's guest.
Oh, I better also ask you. You will be my co-host, right?
I
can't do it without you. Is that it? Okay, great.
I appreciate it.
We'll see you and everybody else next week. Take care. Bye-bye.